Center for American Rights files FCC complaint against ABC. Jimmy Kimmel for unlawful politicking. By Warner Todd Houston on September 4, 2025. The Center for American Rights, a conservative watchdog group, has filed an FCC complaint against ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live for engaging in unlawful politicking and breaking the network's broadcast licensing rules. In its complaint, the group accuses Jimmy Kimmel of improperly using public airwaves by using his platform to push solely for far-left Democrat policies and politicians that he donated to without disclosing those contributions to his audience. Late-night hosts are notorious for using their airtime to support the left and disparage the right. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel is perhaps the worst offender, said Daniel Suhr, president of the Center for American Rights, The Wrap reported. What's no laughing matter is Kimmel's consistent disregard for the FCC's conflict of interest policies, which prohibit using the airwaves to advance his personal political agenda. The organization presented a series of examples of Kimmel's efforts to boost Democrat politicians to whom federal election records show he donated. Kimmel is making a mockery of the American people by including major Democrat politicians as just another guest on the show, Suhr continued. The reality is that he has undisclosed skin in the game. He's financially supporting the Democratic Party, hosting massive fundraising events and then bringing these candidates on his show for a free, softball interview. The Media Research Center has shown how TV's late-night shows skew almost exclusively to Democrats. In July, the MRC noted that 99% of late-night TV comedy show guests were Democrats. When it came to office holders, the record was straight down the hard left line, with 30 elected Democrats as guests and not a single Republican politician invited to participate. Some of the far-left politicians appeared more than once. That list includes Democrat New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, and Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett. The MRC also looked at the political ideals of the non-elected officials and found that out of 77 guests, only one could be considered conservative. The only appearance by anyone who could be considered conservative is the guest stint by American Compass economist and commentator Orrin Cass, who was invited on Comedy Central's The Daily Show to talk about President Donald Trump's tariffs. The study also found that members of the left-wing commentator class and liberal journalists were also popular guests on these late-night shows. 9 of the guests were MSNBC hosts, 8 were CNN hosts, and 6 worked for CNN, with radical leftist Chris Hayes of MSNBC appearing 3 times as a guest. MRC added that the first half of 2025 mirrors the last half of 2024 with this left-wing guest trend. And since 2022 there have been 511 liberal guests and only 14 guests from the center-right. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.